This is Rainmaker FM, the Digital Marketing Podcast Network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hello, this is Amy Harrison, and you're listening to Hit Publish, where I cover simple ways to get better results with your online business. Now, in this episode, I'm bearing all and making a confession. In the past, I've really struggled to stick to a regular publishing schedule. So if you're about to start content marketing for your business and you're wondering how to keep showing up consistently, or perhaps you've had your own sporadic publishing history and you're wondering if you can change things around, this episode is for you. I want to thank you for downloading this podcast, and I want to thank Rainmaker FM for hosting it. Are you ready to set yourself up for success when it comes to creating regular content? Let's hit publish. Okay, so before we get underway with the word of the week and our Dear Amy letter, first I want to give a shout out to some Hit Publish commenters and the tips that they shared on previous episodes. So a couple of weeks back, we looked at how you can boost the credibility of your website by using trust medals. Trust medals are your little badges of honor that show your customer that they can trust you. So they might be testimonials or awards, for example. And a couple of listeners wrote in to share their experience of using their own trust medals. So Anthony Taylor runs a business consultancy in Canada, and he said that when he took testimonials off his site, the volumes of calls that he was getting certainly went down. Anthony also shared that he built trust by aligning himself and his business with organizations that already have high credibility. For example, by submitting content to the Globe and Mail newspaper and giving presentations at his local Chamber of Commerce. So having testimonials can boost your inquiry rate, and it's also smart if you can show that you have worked with or contributed to organizations that your customers already trust. Now, on that same show, Paula, who runs a training company, also shared her tip for using testimonials with a twist. In addition to using short written testimonials, Paula actually records an informal audio conversation with her customer talking about what they like about her service. I love this idea because it works to make the testimonial come to life and feel more personal. So, some great tips from listeners there, and don't forget, if you want to share a tip or leave a comment, just head over to hitpublish.fm. Now though, it's time for the word of the week. Each week I hide a word somewhere in the podcast and you won't find it in the transcript. So you'll need to train your ears to listen out for it in the show and then let me know where you find it. This week's word is flummadiddle, which means utter nonsense or worthless frills. Flummadiddle, where will it turn up in today's podcast? Now it's time for Dear Amy, and this week's letter is a bit of a special one because I wrote it all by myself. Dear Amy, I know that publishing valuable content on a regular basis is critical for building an engaged audience for my business. I know that showing up consistently builds trust, keeps your business in people's minds, and helps to keep putting in leads to the sales funnel. It's just that sometimes I really don't want to create content, especially if it's sunny outside, or if I'm a bit tired, or my friends want me to come and play. How can I solve this? Yours, slightly inconsistently, Amy. Well, this is a challenge near to my heart, and I want to ask you if you ever feel that way. Do you ever get to the point in the week where you think, I'm a bit strapped for time, maybe I'll skip this week's blog? Who's going to know? If you've ever struggled to show up on time consistently when it comes to putting out a regular blog or perhaps a podcast or a newsletter, you've got to know this. One, you are not alone. Two, it's one of the biggest challenges businesses face in their content marketing. But, there is a but, just because it's a common problem doesn't mean you need to put up with it. And I'll be honest, if you do struggle to produce consistent content, you might not suddenly become organized overnight. But there are a few things that you can do to make things easier on yourself, as well as making you feel better about it. So here are my top 5 tips. 1. When it comes to content creation, play to your strengths and your passions. Miss Harrison, please take a seat. Thank you for applying to the London School of Art. Tell me, in which artistic medium do you feel you have the greatest skill? Oh, gosh, no, I'm terrible at art. I beg your pardon? I can barely colour between the lines. Then why have you applied to art school? I want to learn how to swish. I want to wear loose clothing and caftans and smell of incense and look slightly exotic and mysterious. Art people are so cool. I want to be cool. Miss Harrison, to cut it here, you're going to have to produce art daily using a variety of mediums and demonstrate a depth of knowledge about art, culture and history. I'm going to be terrible at that. But it's just that so many people are artists and I figure that I should be one too. They look really cool. When it comes to content creation, it can be very tempting to choose a medium that everyone else is doing. You see people blog once a day and you feel like that's what you should be doing. But if you don't enjoy writing and you don't have time to write once a day, you're going to be pretty miserable doing this. But I know what it's like, that temptation, because you look at other people with online businesses, successful online businesses, and you think, well, if they're doing it, I should be able to do it as well. So maybe I'll just stay up an hour later and force myself to write it every single day. It's not going to work. The key to consistent content creation comes before you even create anything, because you've got to make sure that you're choosing a medium that you enjoy. If you don't enjoy it, you might force yourself to do it for so long, but then you'll find yourself putting other tasks first. If you don't enjoy writing long, in-depth posts, don't do it. If everyone in your industry is podcasting, but you hate talking, don't do it. Because it's not just important to you that you love it, it's important to your audience as well. They will be able to tell if you're bored or restless or just not having any fun. So first of all, ask yourself, what do you enjoy creating? Now, if you're just starting out, then feel free to experiment because there might be a medium you find you absolutely love doing and you just don't know because you've never tried it before. The beauty of content marketing is that there is so much variety to choose from. So you could write a blog or launch a podcast, have a regular live Q&A session, write a newsletter or even create a video blog. What I would recommend is that if you're first starting out, when you do find something that you quite like to produce, focus on building consistency in that area first before trying to launch another content marketing medium. So first things first, and this is a fun task, think about a method of content creation that actually gets you excited. Tip number two, know the triggers that can disrupt your content creation. Hello? Hi, I was just wondering if you're still free on Saturday night. Yeah, I'm just planning my week actually. I've scheduled all of my really important tasks for Sunday morning. I'm going to do all my writing and editorial planning from 6 a.m. till 12. Really? But I mean, we're going out Saturday night. I can't see a problem. Well, last time we didn't get home until 3 a.m. I'll be fine by 6 a.m. Okay, I'll see you on Saturday. What time is it? 6 a.m. on a Saturday. I need sleep. Oh, the blog can wait. I'll admit, in the past, I've been a little overambitious about what I can achieve on a Sunday morning following a late night out. Now, you might have some more subtle triggers that are disrupting your commitment to consistent content creation. So if you have struggled sticking to a content plan in the past, ask yourself, is it because your energy levels have been low? If you tend to have a mid-afternoon slump, and that's when you're scheduling your blog post, you just might not have the energy or attention to get your content written and published. What else is on your plate? Are you trying to fit too much into a day? For example, I always used to underestimate how long it would take to write a good quality blog post. The result was that I'd overschedule my day and end up bumping the blog post the next day and then the next. So do make sure that you're giving yourself enough time so that you're not creating content under pressure. Also, is there a conflict in your calendar? If you know that at the end of the week, you tend to accumulate a number of tasks in addition to what you'd already planned, tackle your content creation before these things have a chance to crop up. Look at what may have prevented you from sticking to a schedule in the past and ask what you can do to ring fence your content creation time so that you have enough time and energy to get it done. Three, know your triggers for motivation. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, there were certain things I just didn't want to do. For example, getting ready for school in the morning. I just couldn't think of anything more boring. What a rigmarole, having to get out of bed, get washed, dressed, get my school things together. So quite often, I would get distracted in the morning and simply read comics. Now, my mum is a small but formidable force. "Are you getting ready?" she'd shout up to my bedroom from downstairs. "Yeah," I'd shout back with one sock on and my head in the beano. "Make sure you're getting ready, Amy. I don't want us to be late again." "I'm nearly done," I'd lie, chuckling to myself about the latest adventures of Dennis the Menace. But then there was one sound that flipped me into a frenzy of activity. It was the sound of Mum coming up the stairs, because I knew I had about 5 seconds before I was caught and in big trouble for making me and my brother late for school again. Clothes on, comic hidden, school bag over the shoulder. That first foot on the stairs was a powerful motivator for action. And I'll bet that if you're struggling to create content consistently, you can put in place some triggers to boost your own motivation. Now, unfortunately, I can't lend you my mum to come round to your house and run up the stairs to see if you're writing your latest blog post. But there are things that you can do to create a similar effect. First of all, can you get someone to hold you accountable? So for me, knowing that there is a deadline at Rainmaker FN means I am always going to produce a podcast on time. There's just no way I'd let them down. So do you have someone that you wouldn't let down? If so, can you share your content schedule and then ask them to check in on you? Or maybe a public commitment might work for you. So you might want to make a promise to your audience about what they're going to discover next week in your content. That extra pressure, knowing that people are waiting for your content, can really help spur you into action. Or maybe a bigger project appeals to you. So for example, rather than writing a blog once a week on a different subject, why not outline a 10-part series? Because sometimes knowing what's coming in advance makes it easier to produce the content. Tip number 4, go for little wins. Now this is a quick tip, but I really want you to set yourself up for success and do everything you can to make that success more likely. So when it comes to sticking to a schedule, I've found that going for little goals that you can reach is much better than trying to change everything overnight. If you're struggling to get a blog post out once a week, why not just try every 2 weeks? If you can crack that, you'll find it much easier to add in an additional post once you've got the habit of content creation. What's more, you'll feel good about actually achieving the goal. If you aim to write once a week, but you only average 2 or 3 posts a month, you're going to be beating yourself up because you seem to be failing every month. That is not going to make content creation fun. If you aim for every 2 weeks and you stick to it and you hit it, you're going to build your confidence, which means you're more likely to feel enthusiastic when it comes to creating more content to boost your output. And this leads into my 5th and final tip. Tip number 5, when you get off track, don't beat yourself up, but do hold yourself accountable. So whenever I make a mistake or fall off the content creation wagon, I have 2 main voices in my head. Voice number 1 sounds like this. "Oh, Amy, you idiot. I can't believe you did that. That was so ridiculous. Wow, everything is probably going to fall apart now. Take a look outside. You might want to start getting used to what that gutter looks like, because that's where you're going to end up if you keep making mistakes like this." Dramatic. Me. The other voice in my head swings the other way. "Oh, Amy, don't worry. It wasn't your fault. Life is just really hard. Oh, who needs to produce regular content? That whole content marketing thing is just flummadiddle. There's nothing you can do about it now. Look, why don't you take a break? Don't feel bad. Have a nap. Have some chocolate. Have some wine. Watch 10 hours of Netflix. You deserve it." Now, I would love to know if you have similar voices. One is way too hard on me and the other is too indulgent. What you need when you get off your content creation schedule is the kind of voice you would use to speak to a friend. Something along the lines of, "Okay, you got off track. Can you pinpoint a reason why this happened so that you can avoid it in the future? Maybe take a short break now, but then take some action. Start planning your next piece of content and get moving again." Because I want you to remember why you're creating content. Building an engaged audience to your online business is a great way to attract leads, inquiries, and sales, and it works, so it is definitely worth it. But I also understand the challenges of showing up consistently. So here's my question to you. What do you struggle with when it comes to sticking to a content creation schedule? What kind of things trip you up? And what kind of things keep you motivated? And also, have you got any tips for others that you could share that you've found useful? I'd love to see them over on the comments page at hitpublish.fm. And I want to thank you for being a top Hit Publish listener. If you've got a spare 60 seconds, I'd love it if you could pop over to iTunes and leave a rating and a review. Don't forget, if you'd like to be featured in the Dear Amy column, simply leave a comment on the show page with your question or problem, or email me at hello@writewithinfluence.com. That's all for this week. So until next time, remember to take action and hit publish.